Hello again and welcome to the All Astronomical Society podcast for August 2013. We'll start this month, as always, with the Moon. In August we have a full moon on the 21st of the month and a new moon occurring on the 6th, which, as we'll see later, is good news for the meteor spotters. August again provides an opportunity to view all the planets at one time or another during the night. Mercury is visible just before dawn at about 4:30 in the morning, at the beginning of the month, very low down in the east-northeast. Venus is best viewed just after sunset, around the 10th of the month, very low down in the west, best seen about 40 minutes after sunset. Mars may be seen at about 4 a.m. in the east-northeast, as quite a small pinkish-red object. It is not really worth looking at through binoculars or a telescope, as it really is still quite a small disk, and will prove quite disappointing. Saturn is perhaps the best object to observe this month, between 10 and 11 p.m, low down in the west-southwest in the constellation of Virgo. As I mentioned last month, if you are a little more confident of finding planets, Neptune and Uranus may be found in the constellations of Aquarius to the south and Pisces to the southeast respectively, and the best time to look is in the hours just after midnight. And now the meteor showers I mentioned last month. One of the most exciting, and perhaps the best of the year, is the Perseids, which runs from the 17th of July to the 24th of August, but are at their best on the nights of the 11th and the 12th of August, from around 1 o'clock in the morning until dawn. Meteors occur when the Earth's orbit takes it through a patch of debris left over from passing comets. These debris fields mainly consist of small particles, about the size of a grain of sand. And when the Earth crashes through these debris fields, these particles enter the Earth's atmosphere incredibly fast and burn up due to friction. And we see these as bright streaks against the dark background of the night sky. You can also all see the odd meteor or two on any night of the year. These are called sporadic meteors. However, when the Earth passes through one of these debris fields, the results can be spectacular, as in the case of the Perseids this month and the Geminids in December. All the meteors associated with these particular showers appear to come from a single point in the sky called the radiant, and the position of this radiant gives the name of the particular shower. So this month the radiant of the Perseids is in Perseus. The number of meteors that we can expect to see is given by the term ZHR, or zenithal hourly rate. This is the number of meteors we would expect to see under ideal conditions if the radiant was directly overhead. The ZHR for the Perseids is expected to be around 100 meteors per hour, but don't expect to see this many from the UK. Probably expect around 20 or 30 an hour. The other shower is much less spectacular in terms of meteors per hour. It can come up with some really bright fireballs though. And this is the Cygnids, at their best on the 17th. On to the constellations for August. We still have, of course, the summer set of constellations, with Cygnus and Cassiopeia being virtually overhead. Another chance to look out for the asterisms that I talked about last month, including the Northern Cross, Summer Triangle, House, Great Square of Pegasus, Steering Wheel, Circlet and Keystone. Again, check in a star atlas, either online or in a book or magazine, to identify these and where to find them. However, I've been asked specifically about the whereabouts of the steering wheel and the circlet. Now, these may both be found between Pisces and Aquarius. If you have a small telescope, now is a good opportunity to look out for the Andromeda Galaxy, which is one of our nearest neighbouring galaxies. It can be found between the Great Square of Pegasus and the constellation Cassiopeia. If you can find this okay, there are quite a few other objects of interest that you may be able to find, including galaxies, nebulae and star clusters. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines or in an astronomy book or sky map to show you what else is out there and where to look for it. And as always, another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. Listen out next month for September's highlights. Bye for now.